is Donut Shop by the Boston hip-hop group Still Gold. Hip-hop has increasingly dominated American airwaves and streaming services in recent years, but Boston musicians tell a different story. In a WBUR report published last year, artists and promoters described a local music ecosystem that consistently marginalized hip-hop. WBUR reporter Amelia Mason checked in with him again to see if anything has changed and joins us in the studio now. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Bob. Good to be here.
So last year you told us that hip-hop artists were starting to talk more openly about being shut out of venues and being stigmatized. What'd you find now?
Well, the article I wrote last year was part of a very public conversation sparked by the rapper Mo Pope about these issues facing hip-hop in Boston. And that conversation put a lot of people on notice, I think, in the scene. So this year I spoke to a lot of people in the hip-hop scene in Boston, musicians, promoters, talent buyers, and they all said things for them seemed to have gotten a bit better. They didn't think all the problems they saw were solved, but they did see venues become a bit more receptive to hip-hop. I compiled a few of their responses, plus some of their music. Let's have a listen to that.
Hi, my name is Brandy Blaze. I'm a hip-hop artist from Boston, Massachusetts.
All these wild thoughts going through my head. From a city where the plane close to shoot you dead.
I've been able to get larger stages, bigger audiences, and people being a lot more receptive to hip hop.
My name is Marquise Neal. I am one third of the New Era of New England booking company, and I also work as the technical director for NPR's Only a Game. In the last year, as far as it pertains to the Boston music scene and access to venues, there's definitely been some movement. There's been change. Has it been substantial change? I don't think so. But there's definitely been progress in the right direction.
My name is Uncle Sam, and I am an artist and also the founder and host of LFOD Radio. I've always had this feeling like there was some sort of renaissance or something going on here with just this explosion of artistry that I've been seeing. And then a lot of the dudes who've been on the scene for a while would pull us aside and say stuff like, it hasn't been like this since like maybe the midnight. Like, it has not been like this. This is crazy. Like, something special is taking place here.
I'm Oompa. I'm a rapper from Roxbury. There are some people who are doing it right and who really, really believe in hip-hop and consume hip-hop, but there's a lot more people I've witnessed who don't actually care about the cultural aspect, who don't care about the livelihood of artists, but they know that they don't want to be left out of the conversation about a culturally inclusive space. But so they'll like put one or two people on the bill and you'll never see it again for the rest of the year, you know?
My name is Cliff Notes. I'm an artist. What'll make me really happy is if it's just normalized, if it just becomes a thing that is just something that everybody can do and everybody can sell out these small venues and have a hip-hop show and think that they can do it in any of the venues in the city.
Well, that was interesting, Amelia Mason, in that one artist said that he thought that something special was going on in the Boston area, but there were some other more tepid responses. So have things started to shift in the Boston area for hip-hop?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are feeling like there's a change that has happened in reaction to the discussion that came out very publicly last year. As someone I interviewed said, people were throwing around words like racism, and no one wants to be associated with words like that. And I think some of the gatekeepers in the Boston music scene certainly are, like, taking this to heart. But I also think people in the hip-hop scene are cautious because, you know, changes like this don't necessarily last. And I think sometimes they can feel like there are gestures towards inclusion that is a little bit tokenistic. You know, someone will book hip-hop in their venue a couple times in the year and that's it.
Well, Boston hasn't necessarily been known as a hip-hop city, so let me ask this question. On the ground right now or on the stage, is there much of a scene?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because I think people who are coming up right now really feel excited. You know, you heard Uncle Sam in that clip talking about he feels like something really special is happening. I also interviewed the rapper Acrobatic, pretty well-known underground rapper from Boston. He says things have gotten a lot worse. It's harder to fill rooms. There are fewer gigs. There are fewer venues, period, in the city. And he says that's because of the internet. You know, people can access all kinds of music online. They're less likely to look to their neighborhood club to discover a new act. And these are really the the pressures that live music everywhere is facing. And I think it affects hip hop a little disproportionately, maybe in Boston, because the genre has fewer options to begin with.
So then how does it gain a better foothold in Boston so that it's around?
I mean, we've been seeing a lot of these mixed genre shows in the last couple years, you know, clubs that are more closely associated with rock and folk, also including hip hop, too. You want the genre to thrive on its own terms. But I think the local music scene, as Acrobatic noted, it's shrinking in some ways. It's harder to maintain. I think it makes sense for genres to band together, and especially, you know, people who have cultural influence or power, sharing that power with others, I think is really crucial in a time where there's just not a lot of money to be made in local music.
All right. Well, thanks for telling us about it, Amelia. Appreciate your coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
And you have some music for us to go out on.
Yes. This is called Nikki's Song. It's by Oompa.
To read Amelia Mason's full piece on the Boston hip-hop scene today, visit WBUR.org/artery.
To God be the glory. You don't even know me. You support me. Waited a whole lifetime for the right time to find the right puzzle pieces for me. Hey, they want to shove a muzzle on me. Can't put me in a box in a corner. Paint labels on my soul. Send labels to my door. Trying to make a killing off this little black girl. Paint up. I'd have been without 25 years getting spoon fed out. Come on. You think you impress me with chains of whips the same that my people's trying to slave about? Never. You foolish. You the same.